I start running, and I get to about mile 40, mile 50, and I'm feeling pretty good. I get to mile 70, and it was the worst pain of my life. And so I sat there and peed blood down my leg and started crapping up my back, and with 30 miles to go. And my feet were broken. I was just in the worst shape. At mile 70, man, it was torturous. And with blood down my leg and 30 miles to go, I started reaching the cookie jars, man. I started pulling off all kind of stuff. I reached in my mind, and a lot of us, when we have bad times in life, even the hardest person in the world, we forget how badass we are during that hard time. I have a thing where I take a couple seconds to reflect on, hang on, man, you've been through this, you've been through that, you overcame this, overcame that. I don't ever close my mind to the fact that this can be done. And I knew I had to get up, I needed nutrition, I needed hydration, I needed to stop being dizzy. So that's the first thing I did. I didn't panic on, I had 30 more miles to go to get 100. I started about the process. Slowly but surely, I was able to stand up, and I was literally hobbling around this track, just walking. No running at all. I couldn't run. My feet were in the worst pain. This is the worst pain I've been in my entire life. Nothing in any training is even comparable to this last 30 miles. And what happened was, my ex-wife looked at me and she's like, man, we agreed I'm not gonna make the time. I was going way too slow. And at that time, at mile 81, something clicked that I'll never probably be able to do again. When my mind, body, spirit, soul, everything just connected. And my mind knew I wasn't f***ing around anymore. It knew I wasn't gonna quit. It knew that guy was dead and buried and gone. And I was gonna die out here on this f***ing Wellmont. For whatever reason why, I was gonna get through this motherfucker. I didn't give a damn. There was no fucking crowds. There was no trophy at the end. I wasn't even in a race in my mind. It was nothing. It wasn't about nothing. There was no nothing. It was a bunch of people who didn't know who the fuck I was. And it was me against me. And I used all these different dark places to start bringing out light and just fucking going deeper and deeper. Ended up running the next 20 miles. I ran 101 miles. And I ran the next 20 miles, ran at about a 10:30 pace. And I did 101 miles in 18 hours and 56 minutes. Sat back down in that blue porta potty, now my chair that I got from Walmart. And that's when the body realized I was done. And this great feeling came over me, but also the worst pain in my life. That's when I took a humongous shit on myself. Literally, like a fucking log up my fucking back. Pissed so much blood down. And my wife was a nurse. And she was freaked out. I couldn't get up. I couldn't stand up. She backed this Camry on the knoll of the grassy area I was at. And we were both lifters at the time, so she was decently strong. I put my arms around her neck. She got me to the back seat of the car, let the windows down because I smelled like horrible shit. And I had this poncho on it because it was November in San Diego, so I'm sitting there jackhammering in the back of this car. And she was terrified. I need to get to the doctor. So I said, just take me home. So we lived on the second story or the second deck of this apartment complex in San Diego. I got to the first deck, so I get out of the car and I could stand up, but with my arms around her neck. So I was just leaning down because I was gonna pass out. I got to the first deck, went down, just couldn't stand up anymore. Got around her neck, worked up my way up the railing, got my arms around her neck again, walked to the kitchen area, which was right in the front door. I was laying on the poncho liner. Crap was everywhere. She helped me manage to get into the tub, and it looked like dirt was coming out of my penis. This looked horrible. Just the grossest thing in the world. It's the worst pain I can ever be in my life. And the craziest thing, I'll tell you a story because it's right now. I'm not sadistic. I'm not crazy. People may think that. They may want to put a title on me after hearing me because it makes them feel better. Because they think, wow, this guy must be some special or just fucked up crazy dude. No, I'm a guy that came from nothing. Anybody's capable of doing shit like this. Anybody. And I sat in that tub. She put the water on me. She called my mom up. And my mom was dating a doctor at the time. The doctor said, you need to get him to a hospital now. She came back in. All I wanted to do was call Chris Costman on the phone, the race director of Badwater, and say, I fucking did it. So she said, I'm taking you to the doctor. I said, no, let me sit here and enjoy this pain. She said, what are you talking about? I said, I need to go to the doctor. I realized that. But I never thought it was humanly possible to do what I did. I went 70 miles. And at 70 miles, I was dead. I was at 100%. What I thought was 100%. I went 31 more miles after being in the worst physical shape I've ever been in my life. And all that pain and suffering and thing was going through my fucking body as I sat in that tub and the waters hit me. It was the most amazing feeling of accomplishment. And I want to be numb. I didn't want people to give me drugs and to numb this fucking pain. I did this. And as crazy as it sounds, it was the most amazing moment of my entire life.
That's the fear. The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard. I was fucking just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard and I looked out there and I have all these epiphanies, man. I have all these fucking moments of just thought. Cause I'm always by myself and I'm always in deep fucking thought about how to be better. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there fucking just are so upset with how you lived your life. And fucking just regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't fucking die like this, bro. Don't die like this. So people wonder where this shit comes from me. It comes from such deep thought of trying to see what this is all about. What is this life all about? What am I all about? Why am I here? I had to find purpose. And my suffering, it had a purpose.
Do you talk to other people that are like you and try to understand if they're going through the same thing? Are they trying to gather knowledge as well? Are they just doing it because they're addicted to runner's high? Are they doing it because they enjoy the challenge? Like, how many people do you talk to that are like you?
I've never talked to anyone that, and most people don't even believe what I say half the time, that I do it to fucking gain knowledge and all that shit. I haven't met one that goes out there. People really enjoy a lot of the shit that they do. I don't know many people who can go out and run 240 miles at one time if you don't enjoy it. If you just don't really enjoy it. So, I had many people build confidence in different ways and they build belief in different ways. Coming from where I came from, I didn't have any belief in myself. So some people can go read a book and get belief. Some people can go take a yoga class, have good parents. I had to put myself, so where I came from was so far down underneath like soil that I had to build belief by truly ingraining it in my brain. So the things I do, I'm always every day building belief. And my belief had to be where it is because I was so far down. So it may take a 200-mile run for me. It may take a 100-mile run. It may take late nights in the gym. But without belief, you have nothing. And I realized that when I was a young kid, I have no belief. I have to build it. And a 5-mile run didn't do it. I had to push myself to such extremes because I came from, people judge me by not knowing where I came from. So unless you're me and you came from where I came from, I guarantee you wouldn't have made it out. Guarantee it. And I knew that. So my belief comes from going, I had to build it. And that's how I build it, man. I build it by the things I do. It's a choice that people have to make in life. But what's so funny about it is even the richest of rich who have everything, they always ask me this question. I feel like I'm missing something. I don't feel like I'm missing shit. I don't have what you all have. But you'll never in my life hear me tell you I'm missing something. Everybody is. They're missing this feeling. I found it a long time ago. I found it right there in that willpower thing. When you're nothing, nothing, and change yourself into something like me, you call it happiness, peace, whatever the fuck you want to call it, people are missing exactly what went on with David Goggins. Why don't you smile? I do. But I figured something out. That's why I am never, you'll never hear me say I'm missing something. I found it years ago. You find it in the suck. You find it in the suck, and you find it repeatedly in the suck to the point where you know exactly who you are. Most people are missing something because they don't know who they are. They never examine themselves. They've never done this experiment on themselves. The lab rat, we're all lab rats, but you're also the scientist. You create your own self. Most people are missing something because there's so much trapped in there. I don't want to say potential. I think that's word used out too much too. There's so much in you that God or whatever the hell you believe in, or if you're atheist, in you that you have not unlocked. That you walk around with this gorgeous wife or great husband and all this money. You're like, God, I feel like I'm missing something. Yeah, because it's about 75% of you is still fucking in there. Still chained up because you just didn't want to find your willpower. Didn't want to find your soul, your will, your heart, your determination, your guts, your courage. And what that looks like, it looks scary. Like your little scary lab I went in. Scary. To wake up every day and say, I'm stupid, but I want to figure out a way to be smarter. Versus saying, man, I just can't do that. So you limit this box. So your box becomes so small of things you can do. My box wasn't even a box. It was a fucking little, like, little pinhole. And then through examining myself, getting some willpower, some courage, it became bigger than this table. But that's what we all do. That's why I wanted to come here today and talk to you about real shit. Not no fucking like hacks. There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. Real problem. I can understand you misunderstand me running down the street, shirt off. I can get it. I get it. If you misunderstand what I'm saying right now today, the problem is you. And you don't want to fix it. And now it's done. And now it's going back to the lab. So now I go back to firefighting, go back to finding another level of David Goggins. And that's done in quiet areas and finding more of myself, finding these spaces that I haven't, you know, discovered yet in my mind. And I really love that about life. I love mastering self. I love it. I love it. There's nothing more because I know where I came from. And it's amazing that where I came from, that person could have died that very fat, lazy, unfulfilled person. And with inside that person was this person talking to you. It's very freaky to me. And a lot of us have these two people that you have greatness way over here, but you decide to live in this space over here, because between greatness or between this space here and greatness, there's a lot of fucking work. There's so much space to fill in with work. And we just say, fuck it. I'll just stay over here in this space. So I like to fucking examine all these spaces, and there's still more. There's still more, still a lot more.
Are you aiming to find peace at any point?
Think about this. I love that question. I'm so glad you asked it. You know a little bit about me. When you've come from that place I talk about to the place I am now, it's not the peace you find. It's the peace I find. And I find so much peace in looking back at that young David at 8 years old with white splotches on his face and stuttering and hair patches falling out. And I look at him and I'm like, man, there's so much peace in knowing what I've accomplished and what I've done. So my peace may be different for others. That's why I never critique or never judge anyone, because I don't know your story, where you come from. I found peace years ago. In the battle, you find peace. When you go to war with yourself, you find a lot of peace because you know exactly who you are. And that is where the peace is really found for me.